Popular video app TikTok has been in the news this week because it finds itself caught up in a geopolitical showdown. The Trump administration has threatened to ban the Chinese-owned app over alleged security concerns. And while Prime Minister Scott Morrison indicated this week that the federal government won't ban it here in Australia, he did warn Australians the platform connects right back to China. That's the quote. I'm joined now by the ABC technology reporter, Ariel Bogle. Hi, Ariel.
Good morning, Fran.
Is the security rhetoric about TikTok from the US and the Australian governments, is it justified? Have you had a good look at this?
Well, I think we have to hold multiple truths in our hands when we're thinking about TikTok. You know, it is an app like Facebook, like Twitter, that collects vast amounts of data about us. So in that way, it's not dissimilar from all the other apps we use when we go about our daily lives and connect with other people. But the security concerns are still there and they need to be scrutinised. I mean, TikTok does insist that it stores the data of users outside China in places like the United States and in Singapore. But then there's the question of whether it can be accessed by staff in China or whether the Chinese government could ever force it to hand over data from people outside China. And that's where things break down. You know, there's not evidence that that happens right now. And of course, the company strenuously denies it. But the fact remains that there are national security laws in China that could force Chinese companies like ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, to do so for the furtherance of like espionage and security concerns within China. So we need to look at all these things and sort of admit that there are multiple truths here.
TikTok will remain operating in the United States if Microsoft buys it. Is that where we're at?
Yes, it has been a bit of a wild ride over the past few weeks, I would say. Trump apparently, like on Air Force One, decided and came out to the press that it would be banned. That's kind of been walked back. According to the New York Times, his staff advised him it could be quite legally and politically troublesome to, say, put out an executive order blocking TikTok. But now we're looking at this sale to Microsoft, and Trump has indicated that he would be open to what he said was a very American company buying TikTok. And it looks like Microsoft is at the table. They've put out their own blog post saying that they're pursuing discussions with TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, and hope to move through to some kind of agreement in a few weeks. I think we're very much, this is very unclear at the moment, whether this sale will go through or whether any other companies will step into the mix.
Okay. Also this week, Ariel, a case that's kept the technology industry spellbound for a while. A former Google engineer, Anthony Lewandowski, sentenced to 18 months in prison in California for stealing self-driving car trade secrets. What's he accused of doing?
Yes, this case has been going on for many years now. I think it's really captured the attention of Silicon Valley and anyone interested in this self-driving car space. So this gentleman, he did work for Google in their self-driving car projects, but he actually left to start his own self-driving car startup, Otto, which he then sold to Uber. And in 2017, he was sued by Waymo. Waymo is Google's spun-out self-driving car company. And they accused him of taking self-driving car secrets with him when he left. So really, I think we're looking at it, the race, I suppose, between all these companies to get to a self-driving car that they can bring to market. It's obviously a very, there's a lot of money involved, there are high stakes, and this gentleman was accused of taking those secrets with him when he moved to Uber, and he has been successfully prosecuted for having done so.
Tells us something about the level of competition in this area. Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.